Sally's never comfortable around Gideon. She finds him rude and obnoxious, and has always considered him a bad influence. But seeing him and Kylie playing soccer, she feels a wave of relief. Kylie's laughing as Gideon stumbles over his own boots as he chases after the ball. She's not hurt or kidnapped. She's here on this field of grass, running as fast as she can. It's a hot, lazy afternoon, a day like any other, and Sally would do well to relax. She's silly to have been so certain that something was about to go wrong. That's what she tells herself, but it's not what she believes. When Antonia comes home, thrilled to have gotten a summer job at the ice cream parlor up on the turnpike, Sally's so suspicious, she insists on calling the owner and finding out what Antonia's hours and responsibilities will be. She asks for the owner's personal history as well, including address, marital status, and number of dependents. "Thanks for embarrassing me," Antonia says coolly when Sally hangs up the phone. "My boss will think I'm real mature, having my mother check on me." These days, Antonia wears only black, which makes her red hair seem even more brilliant. Last week, to test out her allegiance to black clothes, Sally bought her a white cotton sweater trimmed with lace, which she knew any number of Antonia's girlfriends would have died for. Antonia tossed the sweater into the washer with a package of Rit dye, then threw the coal-colored thing into the dryer. The result was an article of clothing so small that whenever she wears it, Sally frets that Antonia will wind up running off with someone, just the way Jillian did. It worries Sally to think that one of her girls might follow in her sister's footsteps, a trail that has led to only self-destruction and wasted time, including 3 brief marriages, not one of which yielded a cent of alimony. Certainly Antonia is greedy the way beautiful girls sometimes are, and she thinks quite well of herself. But now, on this hot June day, she's suddenly filled with doubt. What if she isn't as special as she thinks she is? What if her beauty fades as soon as she passes 18, the way it does with some girls, who have no idea that they've peaked until it's all over, and they glance in the mirror to discover they no longer recognize themselves? She's always assumed she'll be an actress someday. She'll go to Manhattan or Los Angeles the day after graduation and be given a leading role, just as she has been all the way through high school. Now she's not so sure. She doesn't know if she has any talent, or if she even cares. Frankly, she never liked acting much. It was having everyone stare at her that was so appealing. It was knowing they couldn't take their eyes off her.